Sorry, I will start again on today's, on the first call of the Atlas II Communications Workgroup call today on Friday the 21st of February at 1900 UTC. We have on the Spanish channel Carlos Aguirre,
yes,
Natalia Enciso. Philip, welcome. Yes, we can hear you. We're just starting the call.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you. I'm just doing the roll call. Thank you very much. So on the Spanish channel, Carlos Aguirre, Natalia Enciso, Eduardo Diaz, Franco Moya, Sergio Salinas Porto. On the English channel, we have Sarah Kidden, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc. Philip, sorry, we're going to mute Philip's line. Please mute Philip's line.
Yes, I would really appreciate that.
Thank you. Apologies for that. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Philip Johnson, Konstantin Kalaitsidis, Inam Ali, Darlene Thompson, Dev Anand Siluksing. We have a poll from Mari Carmen Sequeira. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Carlos Reyes, Ariel Young, and myself, Gisela Ruber. Our interpreter this evening is Sabrina. And if I could please remind you to state your names when speaking, not only for transcript purposes, but to allow the interpreter to identify you on the other channel and to speak at a reasonable speed to allow for accurate interpretation. Thank you, and over to you, Carlos.
This is Carlos Aguirre speaking for the record. So, the idea for this meeting is to start with a presentation. Natalia Enciso will be in charge of that presentation. This is Natalia Enciso speaking. Thank you, Carlos. For the record, Andrea Gerasin also sent her apologies for this meeting. She sent me a personal email and I posted that in the chat room. Now, I will proceed with the presentation. Let me introduce this working group. This is the Atlas II Communications Working Group. It is a subgroup of the Atlas II Working Group, and our objective is to circulate the Atlas II newsletter. So we are working in a pre-event, if you will, and then we are working on the newsletter as well as on the Atlas II webpage. In this working group, or the working group comprises 21, 22 people from the different RELOs. So if you know volunteers from one of the RELOs, we need somebody from APRALO. So if you know a volunteer that would like to join, please let us know. And also future volunteers that are interested in participating in the group and in the community in the future. Without further ado, I give the floor to Carlos Aguirre. This is Carlos Aguirre, again, for the record. So, what we want to do today is to define the scope of our work, what we're going to do. As Natalia very well said, first of all, we have to design our webpage and our newsletter. We have a design provided by staff. It's now posted on the screen in the AC room. You can see it now. I would like you to take a look at that format to evaluate it and let me know if you like it so that we can adopt it. And if not, if you have any comments or any changes to propose or suggestions, please let me know, or let us know about that. So now, here is the format for you to take a look. This is Natalia Enciso speaking. I have a question of staff. I would like to know if we have the go-ahead to make changes to the newsletter? Can we change the format, the colors, or the logo, or does it have to remain as is for our future work? This is Carlos Aguirre again, for the record. Carlos Reyes sent us this design, this newsletter design. This is, how shall I put it, this newsletter presentation design or layout. So maybe Carlos can let us know if we can make these changes or not.
Thank you. This is Carlos Reyes. This is a suggested template. Nothing is final. So whatever changes you'd like to make, we're more than happy to update or modify the template. Any sort of direction or input that you would like to provide, we're more than happy to consider it.
Carlos Aguirre speaking. Thank you, Carlos. So it is now up to the participants to have a look at this design and see whether we adopt it or whether we change it. If you have any input, comment, or idea, this is the time to put it forward. Otherwise, we will proceed and we will leave this as an action item for our next meeting. Heidi would like to take the floor. This is Natalia Enciso speaking. Heidi has her hand up. So, Heidi, go ahead, please. You have the floor.
Thank you, Natalia. Yeah, just to comment that we did put this in front of Jim Trengrove for review, and he noted that given the size of this, that it might be somewhat difficult for everyone to receive via email. Carlos, if I'm not saying that correctly, please intervene and correct me. But in terms of the changing of the look, yes, I mean, this is going to be your newsletter. This is an initial template. What we are thinking of doing is that we would, of course, add more current photos, particularly during the summit itself. So, again, the template that you're currently looking at is the pre-Atlas newsletter that's going to be out every 2 weeks, starting immediately after Singapore, running up to the beginning of the summit. And then if we could perhaps take a look at the other one, Gisela, the actual summit newsletter, it's very similar. But then we would add photos from the actual summit to the to the actual newsletter going out during the summit. And I believe that the aim of this group is that it would be you who actually prepare the text for this document, for these newsletters. And then staff will be translating them into Spanish and French, or if the text is in Spanish, then into English and French. Again, right prior to each, the deadlines will be. We'll have to set the deadline, so we'll have time to translate them. Thank you.
This is Natalia Enciso. Thank you, Heidi. I was going to ask you about the translation deadlines for both documents.
Yeah, yes, thank you. It depends. If you do accept this size, the aim is to have some of the material pre-produced. So, for example, if you scroll to the bottom of it, you will see that there's ICANN information, a venue map, and a shuttle schedule. That can be translated ahead of time. The schedule for tomorrow, we can translate that ahead of time because we'll know that. Again, scrolling upwards, the highlights from yesterday, if that's only just a few bullet points, then I think staff have said that if you get that to us at the summit around 6 o'clock in the evening, so 1800, then we would be able to translate that by the next day. The breakout session debrief, again, that would be hopefully produced by you, and with a deadline of 1800, the night before. And then the initial material, so the laundry section, that would need to be hopefully produced in advance as well, or, again, given to us perhaps at 1800 again, if not a little earlier, so staff can translate that. And then the interviews with Eduardo and with Olivier, et cetera, that would be done prior to the summit itself, so we could have that ready to go. And again, the opening articles, et cetera, hopefully would be done before as well to give staff enough time to translate that. Thank you.
This is Natalia Enciso. Thank you, Heidi. Thank you very much. Sergio Salinas, you have the floor now. Go ahead. This is Sergio Salinas Porto for the record. Can you hear me? Okay, perfect. So I will go ahead. So Sergio speaking. I would like to make some contribution regarding or in relation to Heidi's comments regarding the size of the document or the content or weight of this newsletter. Could we send a sort of email alert and then post the material or the newsletter on a website? So maybe we should write, or we could write a very brief text together or going with a link to access the content or the newsletter online. And I was going to ask if the material was going to be translated into other languages, as we usually do in ICANN, and that question has been answered already. Thank you very much. This is Natalia Enciso. Thank you, Heidi. Sergio and Heidi or somebody from staff, if you could please address Sergio's question. You have the floor.
This is Heidi. Thank you very much, Sergio, for your excellent suggestion. Yes, by all means, this document, again, prior to the summit and during the summit, could very much be posted on the summit website. I think that would be a very good use of the website. We might also have it posted on the main ICANN page as an announcement. So we would have to ask communications staff about that. And in terms of the translation, if any of this group would like to also be in charge or to help staff translate that, that would be more than welcome.
Natalia Enciso speaking. Thank you, Heidi. Yes, we are going to ask for volunteers to volunteer translations. That's part of our tasks or things to do. Constantine, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Constantine, you have the floor. This is Eduardo. I believe Constantine is muted. He may be muted. This is Natalia speaking. He is on the English channel.
Constantine,
and he is typing something.
It's star 7 to unmute. Yeah, Constantine, if you can hear me.
So who
star
is going
to
continue? This is Eduardo. May I continue?
Evening, yeah.
Yes, Gisela, go ahead.
Sorry, Gisela here. Just to say that Constantine is only on the Adobe Connect, so he needs to speak through the through his computer speakers.
So for the record, this is Heidi, and I will type or I will state Constantine's question so to be translated. He wanted to ask about the topics to be covered. in the newsletter? Will they all be predefined? That is Constantine's question.
This is Natalia speaking. Eduardo, I don't know if you would like to take the floor and address the contents. This is Eduardo for the record. It is my understanding that the communications working group has certain flexibility to determine the topics to be covered in the newsletter both before and during the summit. And obviously, present those topics to the group to reach consensus on the topics. Then I have a question of the staff, and this may be a little bit technical. And the question is this going to be an HTML document or in what other format? Thank you.
This is Carlos Reyes. In terms of, I guess we can answer the question, both questions. With regard to content, the suggested content on these templates is exactly that. It's just a suggestion. I think the working group would be the driving force behind what content would be featured. For example, an interview with Eduardo or Olivier, we don't have to pursue those options. We don't have to pursue breakout session previews, et cetera. The working group is really in charge of generating the content. The template was mostly there to provide a mock-up of what the newsletter would look like to assist you with your work. With regard to whether or not this is going to be HTML, at the moment, this is a Microsoft Word template, and then we could either upload it to the website as a PDF document or we could also email it out, email the link out to that particular page, but we haven't really explored other options. That's something that we can continue to discuss here.
This is Carlos Aguirre for the record. Thank you, Carlos, Heidi, Eduardo, Constantine, for your comments. We started thinking about this in the communications working group, and we thought that the information to be covered in the newsletter would have to do with the Atlas to highlight agenda, etc., and of course all the events, all the capacity building events aimed at ALS representatives or aimed at improving capacities of the ALS representatives attending the summit in London. That was roughly the idea, and this is what we will be working on. So our intent was to appoint, if you will, somebody in charge of content, a sort of content manager, and we had thought that Devanand Tilak Singh, in his capacity as somebody that is really involved and knowledgeable of web pages and websites, might be within our group the content manager, if he agrees, of course. And he could be in charge of managing that information together with the ones that are members of the working group and with Olivier's staff that can provide input or advice at a certain point in time, of course. And this is Natalia Enciso speaking. Olivier is asking for the floor. Olivier, go ahead, please. You have the floor.
Thank you very much, Natalia. It's Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. I was just going to mention, with regards to the interview with the Atlas II chair, but also a possible interview or question on my follow-up, on the email that I had sent to the Atlas II participants. Glenn McKnight has asked me the whole week, or in fact the past 2 weeks, to be able to interview me using Skype. And I unfortunately have been either in an area where I couldn't speak in public or where the internet was not good enough. I'm hoping that we can do a very short, I wouldn't call it interview, but a very short discussion, recorded discussion this weekend on the Atlas II, that we'll be able to link to this newsletter in some kind of way. Thank you.
This is Carlos Aguirre speaking. Thank you, Olivier. This is a very valuable input. We have spoken about this with Natalia and Marie-Carmen prior to this meeting, and our idea is the following. We have two deadlines to meet, or two phases, if you will, the pre-summit phase and then the summit phase itself. So we are allocating tasks according to the phases. Regarding the phase or phase one, everything has to be finalized by the Singapore meeting, that is late March. And our first newsletter release is scheduled for the Monday or Tuesday following the conclusion of the Singapore meeting. This means that every 2 weeks we would be releasing our newsletter, and we would have time until the summit is initiated, and we would have six newsletter releases with information on events, on what will take place at the summit, everything that is significant and important in terms of capacity building, especially for summit participants. We also thought that with each newsletter release at the beginning of the newsletter, we could have an interview to relevant participants, relevant summit participants. So clearly, or obviously, we should interview Olivier in his capacity as the ALAC chair. And we thought about an interview to Eduardo for the second issue of the newsletter. And then, in the remaining four newsletters, we would be interviewing each of the persons in charge of the sub-working group devoted to the topics or related to the topics that will be addressed during the summit. That was our initial idea, but of course this is subject to debate, to conversation. Ideas are welcome and we can always debate them. So is there any comment at this point? Eduardo Diaz, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Eduardo Diaz for the record. I believe that, as you said, Carlos, this group needs a timeline, needs to know how many newsletters will be published before the summit, during the summit, and together with a timeline, we need to have an idea of the topics we want to cover or address, and we want to align the different people and focus on the different people that will be in charge of covering the different topics with or in due advance so that they can get ready, and also in order to allow for the group to capture the information and have it translated into the corresponding languages. Thank you. Carlos Aguirre speaking. Thank you, Eduardo. Indeed, or in fact, We had thought about this. The next item on our agenda is to assign tasks and allocate tasks. But we, as I said, we are thinking of six newsletter releases, one every 2 weeks before the summit, then a daily release during the summit with the highlights, with the daily highlights in each of the rooms, and of course focusing on the agenda for tomorrow. Those would be the main topics, plus any interview that we may consider relevant at that point in time. So that is more or less defined. We have six pre-summit newsletters and four or five newsletters during the summit. That is, while the summit is taking place. Thank you, Eduardo, for your input. And we had also thought... We had also thought to have somebody in charge of the meetings, that is Juan Manuel Rojas, who is a journalist by trade. He hasn't made it to this meeting, unfortunately, but surely he will be working with us during our next meeting, and I take it for granted that he will take on the task. Now, if we continue with this idea on the basis of Eduardo's input, I believe we need to assign people that will be responsible or in charge of the different tasks. With Natalia, we had defined certain topics. One of them was the interview. Well, we thought about Juan Manuel Rojas. Then we thought about content, content meaning news, aside from the interviews, and I think I said this, we had thought about Dev because he's truly knowledgeable. So I would like to know if Dev would be willing to be responsible of content, that is, aside from the interviews that he would be doing with Juan Manuel. Dev, are you on the call?
This is Devanand speaking. Yes, I am on the call. I just joined in within the past 5 minutes. But yes, I was certainly be willing to help with the content for the newsletter and to help get it published during the before the summit. And working with Juan Rojas and with staff during the actual summit itself, sure. Thanks.
Carlos Aguirre speaking. Thank you, Dev. I couldn't expect otherwise from you. You are such a great collaborator, so thank you very much. Next, I would like to determine who would be in charge or the people in charge of the daily summaries while the summit is ongoing, so as to forward that information to staff so that staff can give it to or pass it on to Dev, or maybe staff would upload that. I really don't know that admin aspect of the web admin aspect. So I believe, and unless you have any other opinion, of course, I believe we should appoint people that are present at the summit. So, of the people now on the call, who is planning to attend the summit, to go there, and who can help with the daily briefings or daily summaries during the summit? And Eduardo Diaz is asking for the floor. Go ahead, Eduardo, you have the floor. This is Eduardo Diaz for the record. I would recommend the following. You have 20 volunteers in your working group. I don't know how many volunteers will be available during the summit or even before, but my suggestion would be to work with your volunteers and assign two or three people, and this is just an idea, two or three people that would be in charge of retrieving or collecting information on a certain topic, or would be in charge of interviewing certain people on their impressions about how the summit is going, and then these people would summarize what they have done and would send that information or content to Dev, and Dev would be in charge of coordinating or having the information published in the different sections of the newsletter. This is a suggestion, and maybe we can take this offline. Also, and this is just by way of example, again, for instance, Tijani, or Tijani's group is in charge of the agenda, so maybe we can work with those volunteers whose main language is French. So we can work with people from that area, from Tijani's area, and they can contribute input in that language as part of the newsletter, because at the end of the day, everything will be sent out for translation. Thank you. This is Carlos Aguirre speaking. Thank you so much, Eduardo. Your comment is indeed very well taken, very interesting input. However, when we thought, or when we asked who will be in London, well, Darlene Thompson will be there. She will be joining us there. So perhaps, Darlene, if you agree and if you're willing to help us, you could contact Tijani and see whether his volunteers will be in charge of these reports during the summit, and you can later on give them to Dev so that he can have them posted on our webpage. Darlene, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Darlene Thompson speaking. Yeah, I can help any way you guys choose to set it up. I'm very pleased to help, and I want to be involved in this part of it. So however you'd like me to do it, let me know, and it shall be done.
Carlos Aguirre speaking. Thank you so much, Darlene. Eduardo Diaz, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Eduardo Diaz speaking for the record now. When I mentioned your group, I was thinking about your communications working group. You have about 20 volunteers, so maybe you can get them involved by assigning them these specific tasks, that is to gather information related to the different topics to be covered by the newsletter. So, and then they can give it to Dev, or, you know, work with whatever structure you may consider appropriate. Natalia, this is Natalia Enciso speaking. Regarding what Eduardo was saying, well, we have assigned certain tasks to our, or in our working group. The idea is to have a leader per task, and then to have four volunteers helping the leader. The idea is to have one from each region, so as to give different language support. So it's not that Dev would be all by himself with the content, or Juan Manuel with the interviews. They would have four people working with them. We do not have all the volunteers on the call now, but maybe an action item would be to allocate our members to the different tasks, or to volunteer as leaders or as volunteers and help the different leads. Carlos Aguirre speaking now. Thank you, Natalia. Carlos Aguirre speaking again. Yes, and going back to Eduardo's comment, we have 21 volunteers, but they are nowhere to be seen on the call. So we should check whether they are all actually there and put in practice what Natalia has just said. This is our idea, Eduardo, but again, thank you very much for your input, for your suggestions. With Natalia, we had also thought about this topic, and we are interested in your input or ideas. We had thought about sending this by email to all the at large, to all the ALSs in the at large community, and to check or verify that this is properly distributed. That is, to check that it has been received by all the ALSs, especially thinking about the pre-summit phase, because during the pre-summit phase, they need to be aware of this, especially those representatives that will be attending the meeting. They need to be aware of the updates, news about capacity building. That is the most important thing for them, so that they can address them during the meeting. So we need a volunteer to verify or make sure that the emails with the newsletter do reach all the ALSs, actually. That is someone that can contact all the ALSs and check that the newsletter has been indeed received. So unless you disagree or you have another opinion, we had thought about Sergio Salinas to help us with this talk. Sergio, do you agree with this? Are you interested in participating? Sergio Salinas, Porto, for the record. Thank you, Carlos. Yes, of course, I will be very pleased to help you and to be part of the process that you initiated. I was thinking about something that can be done automatically regarding sending the newsletter by email, and we can put that in place to make sure that the newsletter has been actually received. So, of course, yes, I will gladly help the working group. Carlos Aguirre speaking. Thank you very much. I couldn't expect otherwise from you. Thank you, Sergio. Natalia speaking. Heidi is asking for the floor. Carlos Aguirre speaking. So we have another task, that is the gifts or souvenirs. This is Natalia Anciso speaking. If I may, Carlos, if I may, Heidi would like to take the floor before you address the next point, please. Carlos Aguirre speaking. Yes, of course, go ahead, please. I'm sorry.
Thank you very much.
Go ahead, please.
Thank you very much, Natalia and Carlos. Just a note on the reaching out to all members of all the ALSs that will be going to the summit to confirm that they have reached or received the newsletter. We do have the Atlas II participants mailing list that has been set up with the emails of all of those going to the summit. So I believe that if we send the newsletter on that email or a note saying that it has been posted on the website, that all, everyone going to the summit should be receiving that note. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Carlos Aguirre speaking. Thank you, Heidi. Yes, we supposed we had this list and the idea was to use it. However, we also want to make sure that people received this effectively. So in a nice way or polite way, that is politely but firmly, put a little bit of pressure on the representatives that will be attending the meeting so that they do read the newsletter, the update, so that they are better prepared for the summit. But of course, thank you very much for your comment. Carlos Aguirre speaking again. So, as I was saying, we have a third item to address. As part of our task, we have to focus on T-shirts, gifts, souvenirs, that is, some kind of gift for the that we will give to the participants attending the summit. Yesterday, on the Atlas call, I said that maybe this is... it's better for the people in charge of the showcase to do this, to be in charge of this. When we prepared the La Qualo showcase in November, we were in charge of the gift. And this makes sense. Why? Because it's important that the person finding the gift is someone that resides in the place where the summit will take place. Because if not, we have an additional cost, that is transportation or, you know, freight. So I don't know if perhaps we have someone residing in London on the call. If not, we should look for someone that can help us with this, or maybe contact the people in charge of the showcase. Maybe now and identify the people in charge of the showcase so that they can help us.
That's the contribution.
Eduardo, have you got any comments about this? I didn't understand very much what you said yesterday. Eduardo Diaz, for the record now. Thank you, Carlos. The idea of the welcome package and the souvenirs or gifts, which I believe this group can take care of. Basically, you should generate ideas about the t-shirt or pin design. You should design it. Maybe you can do it in a hard copy format. That is, what is it that you would like to see? How do you imagine that design? And how much money or the funds that we need? Well, regarding that part, we can address that later on. But what I do need from the working group is to think what you would like to give out as a welcome package or as gift.
That should be.
Thank you. Carlos Aguirre speaking. Thank you, Eduardo. That makes it very clear now to me. I can now fully understand what specifically you are asking us to do. So thank you very much for the clarification. Now it is much easier for us to do this. Mari Carmen has a design team that will surely help us with this talk. This is now very clear. Thank you very much. Natalia Enciso speaking. I have a question. Natalia Enciso speaking. A question of Eduardo. Okay, we have it now clear in mind what we need to do. But maybe instead of a welcome package, we could give out a souvenir at the end of the event. And we would need what elements we would have. Would we have t-shirts, banners? Would we have all of these elements or items so that the design team can actually design it? Eduardo Diaz, for the record, answering Natalia. Think about what you want. And then we can determine, or we will determine, what items we can have or not, depending on the funding available. Clearly, this needs to be coordinated with staff. The way I foresee the welcome package is the following. When the new ALSs arrive, they can receive a schedule, the agenda, and I'm also thinking about the mentoring program for these different people. So in their welcome package, these participants will have or would have a list of the mentoring program. So they need to know which their mentor or mentoring program is. This is just an idea. I don't know if you have any further questions. Carlos Aguirre speaking. Philip Johnson, you have the floor. Go ahead, please, Philip.
Hello, can you get me? Okay, well, my I was looking at the communication working group. From my understanding, is to do some publicity or awareness on ALAS2 within our respective community. People within our community would like to know, what are you going to ALAS2 summit? What are the benefits, or what have the ALAS done within from the time it was started up to the 50th anniversary of ICANN? Now, with the communication group have such an opportunity to explain within their community what ALAS2 is all about. That's my question. That's just a short contribution. Thank you.
Carlos Aguirre speaking. Thank you, Philip. Your comment is really welcome. Very good indeed. That would be the idea. And let's hope that we can explain and communicate within our regional communities what will take place during the summit. That is the idea. However, as Eduardo very well said, we will contact Tijani, who is in charge of the overall event agenda. And we will focus on drafting an idea that can be included in the newsletter so that we can further communicate it to all the communities. This, of course, needs the help of the ALSs within the region so that they can spread the word within their scope of action. And thanks again, Philip, for your input. Carlos Aguirre speaking again. Okay, we are almost at the top of the hour, so we will take 5 minutes after the initially scheduled time for this meeting. Unless there is any comment or idea or item that I have overlooked, I think that we should agree on the time and date for our next meeting. Natalia and I had thought that maybe we could reconvene on March the 5th. We could meet again on March the 5th so as to have a further or a deeper insight into what we are doing and further progress and update you all on our progress. So if staff and participants agree with this, if staff have no problem with holding our call on that date, then our next call would take place on March the 5th. Can someone from staff confirm if that could be the case, March the 5th, exactly or approximately at this time? And also I would like to know if any participant has any issue with this date and time. Natalia and Tito speaking, Sergio would like to take the floor. Carlos Aguirre speaking, yes, I have noticed that. Carlos Aguirre speaking. Sergio, go ahead, please. You have the floor. Sergio Salinas, board. Thank you, Carlos. I think that we have to speak about social media. That should be part of the agenda for our next meeting. Thank you. Carlos Aguirre speaking. Great. Thank you very much. Carlos Aguirre speaking again. So, would March the 5th be okay? I'm asking staff now.
Gisela here. Can you hear me, Sabrina?
Yes, go ahead, please, Gisela.
Thank you, Carlos. On the 5th of March, we have the Afralo monthly call at 1830 UTC. So we can either do 2000 UTC or 1700 UTC, and I'm happy to send out a doodle if need be.
Carlos Aguirre speaking. Thank you very much, Gisela. It would be great to send out a doodle poll for March the 5th. Time slot would be 1700 UTC or 2000 UTC. Carlos Aguirre speaking. With that, we have covered or addressed all the items on today's agenda, but of course, any idea or input is welcome. Carlos Aguirre speaking. I see nobody is asking for the floor, so if you have any ideas or comments, please work on them for our next meeting. Natalia Enciso, have you got any closing remarks? Natalia Enciso speaking. We have to address logistics and translation. We have to work on those subgroups. We need a call for volunteers. We will circulate the call for volunteers. We will remind you of the different tasks so that we can have more volunteers for the next call. Carlos Aguirre speaking. Thank you, Natalia. So we will send emails to the different persons responsible for these subgroups in charge of the tasks that we have assigned today, and we will surely make more progress, and we will meet again on March the 5th. We just need to agree on the time, and the doodle poll will be sent out. Thank you very much for attending this call, and I look forward to meeting you again on March the 5th with more ideas and more suggestions. Thank you very much. Natalia Enciso speaking. Thank you all for joining us. I look forward to seeing you or meeting you again on the 5th of March.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gisela. Are you the best?
Thank you, Carlos. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone. The meeting has been adjourned, and the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you for joining today.